wanted to look down on you, but all I saw was 20 miles of wilderness. So I went home. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. They write it on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be my best friend if she wants me. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. They write it on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me. She wants me, yeah. She wants me. Wants me. Hello, hello, hello. Hey guys. This is The Giggle Spot and you are listening to 91.5 WMFL, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm subbing in for someone today, so I hope you guys can hear me well. It was actually so embarrassing. Like, okay, the message was sent in like our subgroup that like a sub was needed. And so it's very awkward when two people reply at the same time. Because now we're both like, we both wanted to do it. Now we're in a very weird situation. Anyways, okay. My show's usually at 5 a.m., so I have more freedom with what I'm allowed to play. But today, I still have amazing music taste. Come on. So I'm going to play some good songs for you guys. I have a little stuff that I have to fill out and whatnot. So I'm just going to play a song, and I hope you guys like it. Let's see. What have I been obsessing over? You know what? I was studying today for stats, because I'm an econ major, and I don't know why. I don't know. But anyways, okay, this song was playing. Not this song. I listened to this album today, and this one song, it got me going. So, you guys are gonna listen to it now. If it'll play. Oh my god. Okay, anyways, yeah, it's playing. Okay, so I'm gonna go fill out some stuff while you guys listen to this. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. Wait, okay, this is gonna be such a smooth transition. Hold up. We'll be right back. Okay, did you guys like it? Did it put you in a mood? It put me in a mood. It put me in a great mood. Not really, but like when you're crunching numbers and that's all that you're listening to, it really gets you going. It really gets you going is all I'm saying. Anyways, you know, I have class today at 7, but I'm just not in the mood to go, so I'm gonna do this instead. Anyways, I have more songs for you guys, and I hope you enjoy them. The next song that I'm gonna play is... We're gonna change up the vibe so much. I love changing up the vibe. Alright, we're gonna change up the vibe to something a little cute, something a little girly, something for the girls, for the gays. You know, that's my community. You know, Trans Day of Visibility was Friday, and I went to a drag show hosted by Tufts, and it was just awesome. Like, I got to see Raja in person, and like... I really like her fashion, her colors, her palette. I really love it. I don't know, it's just a cool person. So yeah, the next song I'm gonna play is by Clairo, because I have like this little cute obsession with her. So I hope you guys like it. I hope it's a smooth transition. Ooh, okay. Anyways, goodbye.
We stand on the corner of Comstock and Waverly in the days where I saw my brother speak for the first time since he graduated in the spring. Got a cold piece of information to bring to you. Said sorry, but I can't stay here while we wait for June. I miss the southern cosmos and the zinnias, oh the zinnias. It comes to me in a dream in the dead heat in the suffocating wet grip. It's got a hold on my mama, it's Marietta's kiss. Quietly intent, it sure sounds nice to settle down for a while, but the real estate shows itself to me. I could wake up with a baby in a sling just a couple doors down from Abigail, my sister made it a ring.
Wait, okay, before I play that, hi. What has my day been like today? Oh my god, today was so hard to get up, knowing that I had to study. You know, my first class of the day on Monday is statistics at 10:30, and I have no problem with math. I love numbers. I love them. Can't get enough. But Tufts econ department, as compared to Tufts like math department, are so different. Like, okay, I'm majoring in quantitative economics, so I have to take a lot of math and I have to take a lot of econ classes, and I just have more fun, like, my type of fun, doing homework. When I'm doing math, because there are resources available to help me. Office hours are so helpful. But when it comes to econ classes, not as much, to be honest. It's very different. I don't know. The professors are great professors, but it's very different atmosphere. I don't know. If I could just take math for the rest of my life, that would be fun. I don't know. I wanted to do something with government, so that's why the econ's still in there. But who knows? May switch that up a bit. And also, I'm too deep into it to just, like, I've just wasted so much time on this major that I can't do something else. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyways, have I had any new life revelations? Anything new? No, not really. Although I'm going through a very big Celsius phase. I think there's a scandal with Celsius, but I don't know. They taste good, so I'm gonna keep drinking them. I learn nothing sometimes. Oh my god, I saw this TikTok about, and this girl was like, I learned nothing. Like, she made like this little she was driving her car. Her car ran out of gas on the side of the road, and some people like helped her out and like they put gas in her car and whatnot. But the last little bit of the TikTok was, I learned nothing from this experience. And that is so funny, because sometimes, yeah, you just don't learn anything. It just happens. And I think that's fun. That's like what parts of what makes us just funny little people. I love it. Anyways, I'm going to play this next song. My friend put me onto this song, actually. Don't know if she's listening. If she were, that'd be pretty cool. Probably not. But I'll play it for you guys. I queued it, so... Let's see. Alright, well, I'm gonna go again, come up with new thoughts to share with the world or whatnot. Let me see, play, okay, smooth transition. Okay, did you like it? Did you like it? I hope you liked it. I don't care if you liked it. Oh my god, I was gonna do a PSA, but like, never mind. Someone's put like the DJ chair so low, and I'm like stand at a solid 5'4". So I was like, have you heard of that your mama joke where they were like, your mom's so short when she jumped off the bed, she like broke her bed, not her bed, her leg. That's me, dude. Oh my god, yeah. Genetics did not do me great. It's that Guatemalan gene, you guys. I swear. Colonization did everything but give me height. Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm gonna play another song because I was gonna do a PSA, but now I can't do a PSA. Well, I probably could, but like, I'm talking, so. Anyways, I'll just play another song for you guys. I've been obsessing over this one song. It's not... I mean, I think I'm allowed to play it. It doesn't have the little E on it, so... Oh my god, this mic is so low. Anyways, okay. What's the next song? Oh, no, that's not the next song. But I kind of want it to be the next song. Let's see. I'm going to change it up. I had something that I wanted to play, but this song's better now that I think about it. So, okay, anyways. You guys, I did a solid leg day, like, what was it, Friday, and my legs are still hurting. No pain, no gain. No, I actually just do not eat enough sometimes. I think protein is supposed to help you, like, if you're sore. That's why people do, like, protein stuff like that. But you know what? Protein is expensive. And they used to, Hodge used to have them. Hodge is, like, a little campus mini store that we have here. And they used to, like, have them, so it was very easy to get just meal swipe. But now they don't have it because Hodge is under renovation. Now, that sucks. Anyways, RIP. I actually lived in Hodge last year as a freshman, so it was so convenient to just walk downstairs and get food, get breakfast, get lunch, whatnot. Oh my god, I miss those days. Anyways, okay, next song. I was listening to a song during my legwork. I went on a run. What was it? Saturday. Saturday was such a beautiful day, and then Sunday was so ugly. But Saturday was such a beautiful day that I decided to go out, do a little thrifting, I got the cutest pair of jeans. I got them at a vintage store though, so it doesn't really count as thrifting. But anyways, it's like Depop in real life. But anyways, I'll play the next song for you guys. Is this gonna be a solid transition? Maybe not. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Hello. Anyways, yeah, that song is amazing. Isn't it such a running song? It puts you in the mood to do something. Oh my god, I was gonna do a PSA. Oh my, now I have to do it again later. Anyways, I keep forgetting. You know what I got? I was like online. I was on my phone while listening to this song because, I don't know, it's just, anyways. I got a LinkedIn notification. Oh my god, I hate LinkedIn. What is up with that? It's so funny. It's like Facebook, kind of. I don't know. I've never found a job on LinkedIn. I have yet to find a job on LinkedIn. Maybe. I have made some connections on there. I may have a CEO of a little bank that I want to work for on there. I actually met him last summer in DC. Was interning for a nonprofit. Like slowly but surely going to climb the corporate ladder. Because I want to go to work every day, and I want to stop by Starbucks and not think about what I'm ordering. I just want to get whatever I'm in the mood for. But Starbucks taxes, oh my god. I think a latte there is now like $6. And I say it could be any coffee shop, but I say Starbucks too, you know, so you can get it. But yeah. Anyways, the other day I got a haircut. And I feel like a new person. I feel like people with short hair understand the power of a haircut. It gives you so much confidence. And yeah, like usually I always have bad experiences getting haircuts in Massachusetts. I'm originally from North Carolina, so my barber from back home, we're tight, we're besties. I mean, every time I go back home for the summer, we always catch up and whatnot. It's always nice. I've known him since I was like in middle school. He's my guy. But anyways, I'm deciding what song I'm gonna play for you guys next. What do you deserve? I wonder if you guys want to change in the mood. Oh my god, I could throw the biggest curveball at you right now. You know what? I think I will throw the biggest curveball to you guys. But before I do, I just put it in later. Anyways, yeah, haircuts, so important, so powerful. But it really does depend, because if you get a bad haircut, then your life is just ruined until your hair grows back to norm. Oh my god, I've had so many bad haircuts. I feel like this is rare for me to get a haircut that I'm happy with. I remember my last haircut that I got that I was like happy with was sophomore year of high school. It's been a while, but I remember this one haircut I got in middle school by the guy that I was just telling you guys about. Oh my god, it was such an amazing haircut. I like took a picture and everything because I wanted to show everyone what to do, because sometimes you guys show the barbers what you want. Because nowadays you tell them, oh, take a little bit off the sides, and they'll shave half of your head off with the zero, and that's just I don't want that. Anyways, okay, big curveball coming out to you guys. I'm going to try to remember to do this PSA for you guys next song. Anyways, okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hidden in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Anyways, I had to turn Brittany off because, oh my god, that song is so long. But I told you guys that I was going to throw a curveball at you. I don't know if you were expecting that, because neither was I. It just came out of nowhere. Anyways, I told my brother, hey, I'm going to be on at 7. I'm subbing in for someone. He's back home in North Carolina. And he was like, oh, I just got off work. So, okay, I'll like listen to it. You know, and I texted him. I was like, are you listening to my show right now? Are you listening to the songs I'm playing? And he said, no. Sometimes it is your own, your family is your number one haters. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're your biggest supporters. You know what? I don't know. Anyways, more curveballs. I'm just gonna, I don't have anything, not much on my mind. Oh my god, today's been, you know, I'm gonna go straight to the library after this and study more for stats. This is college. It's just looking at your computer like every day for 3 hours and sometimes not getting what you're looking at. I don't know. It's whatever. Anyways, I'm gonna throw a curveball at you guys again because I love throwing curveballs. I don't know how to play baseball though, but I played tennis in high school, and I did cross country and track. I was one of those kids. But now I'm in college and I wasn't good enough to play at Tufts. I was a decent runner. Let it be known that I was recruited for a D2 college in North Carolina. Let it be known, not name dropping, but let it be known that that could have happened. Just chose not to. I chose academics. Anyways, here's the next song. Okay, let's see if I can get the transition right. Okay.
Oh,
Oh my god, what? It's over? What? Anyways, I don't know what that was. I'm just... The person that came, that was here before me, she had this playlist of all the songs she's ever played on the radio. And I think that's an amazing idea, because I'm not that smart, because I'm... I've been making separate playlists for every time I've come up here, because I'm always in a different mood, and I don't know, like today, like usually I don't know, today I'm playing a bunch of like alternative music because I don't know, I feel like anyways, more of it please. But I did have a thought. My regular show is at 5 a.m., so I'm allowed to play mostly whatever songs I want. And this past week I was too tired because, you know, spring break had just, it was over, and so I didn't go to my show because I wanted to sleep. But Lana Del Rey released a new album, and I think it's amazing. Some of the songs on there are really, they really got me, and I made my sweet mates listen to it, and now they're kind of digging it. See, it's all about putting your friends on. If you have a good song and you're like, man, I don't know if people are gonna like it, I don't know if I should, don't gatekeep a song. Play it when you're around people. Who knows? They may like it. It's a song is a song. It is all about, yeah, a song is a song. That's what I'm trying to get at right now, that you never know what people are into. I don't know. Don't gatekeep your music. Let people know what you're listening to. I always, when I'm with people and we're doing things, one of the things I do is I'm like, play me a song, like any song you want, like favorite song, if we're like in my apartment, just like hanging out for the first time, or I'm getting to know them or something like that, because I feel like music really helps people communicate sometimes in the way that words don't. But that's just my little spiel. The next song that I'm going to play is not one of those songs. I just like how loud it is. Most of these songs are just my study songs, which is really funny. I need loud music to concentrate, especially when I'm like working with numbers, because they just get so, they go everywhere, so I need to like focus my attention onto something, and I don't know, loud music just does it for me. Anyways, I'll play this next song. I don't think there's like any other housekeeping things that I have to do. I did the WMFO thing. Alright, we're good. Okay, anyways, next song. 1, 2, 3. Oh my god. Did you guys know that Tufts every year host, I guess like a concert type of thing? I think most colleges do it. And so this year a lineup was announced. We have Flo Rida, the Cheat Codes, and some other guy that I don't know. But the real question here is, who are the Cheat Codes? I've never heard of this band until last week. I don't know if they're a band. I think it's a Chainsmokers. The Chainsmokers, you know those guys. They're a dupe of those guys. I don't know. I've never heard of them. Apparently, they're a big thing. They have a lot of streamers on, not streamers, like a lot of people who listen to their music on Spotify. And I can't yuck on your yum, but like, I've never woken up and told myself, you know what, today I'm in the mood for cheat codes, because no, I hope I never do, because I listen to what, you guys know that one song, it's like, I can swear, I don't even know how it goes, but I just remember that it was like a TikTok, this was way back in Musical.ly, like if you guys remember Musical.ly, this was way back in Musical.ly, this was when people would do that stomping challenge, like in the air, pretend there was, or they would kick a box or something, I don't know. If you go on the internet, you'll probably find this trend somewhere. But that's the only memory I have of who these people are. And Flo Rida, I mean, everyone knows who Flo Rida is, kind of. I mean, Whistle by Flo Rida, that's a classic. I think he has that one song with Nicki Minaj. I remember watching the music video of that. With the bubbles and her, like, being so futuristic and robot. Oh my god, it was such a great music video. I encourage you all to watch it, to go see that. But I think, like, Flo Rida is, like, a bit scandalous, is what the last I've heard. But, you know what? He's coming here now. I wonder if he's tall. I don't know. Last year, we had Bia. I wasn't that... I'm not, a Bia, like, dark... Like, a really big fan of Bia. But we were this close to having Dayglow, and I'm such a Dayglow fan. Like, Close to You by Dayglow. I just want to say I listened to it before it was put on Heartstopper, and I think after it went on Heartstopper, that Netflix show, it like really blew up. But we had Ella Jane. Her song was also on Heartstopper, and she goes to Tufts, so hey, you know, and I was like, and I got to talk to her for a bit, like when she was done with her set, she was coming off. My friend and I went up to her and we were like, you know, can we get a pic, please? We got a pic and we like started catching up. I didn't know who she was, but I knew she went to Tufts. So she was just telling me like all that fun stuff. But yeah, her song was on Heartstopper. And I think that's really cool. Like going from, you know, her walking on the sidewalks that I was. Oh my God. It's so humble of her. Anyways, the next song I'm going to play is in Spanish because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm not speaking enough Spanish at Tufts, which... kind of hurts me when I go back home because my family speaks Spanish. So it's like kind of, it's hard to remember my vocabulary in Spanish. And also it's just, I don't know, it takes me a good 2 weeks to warm up to my Spanish again. But maybe listening to more music in Spanish will bring it down to like a week. Anyways, whatever. Let's play the next song.
Serías en mis sueños la mejor mujer, si no supiste amar.
Okay. You know what I love about Spotify? The friend activity section. Like, I... what I like to do is, my friends that I have on Spotify, sometimes... You can't do this on the app on your phone, but if you're using it on your laptop or computer or whatnot, you can see what they're listening to. And sometimes, I have this one friend that I like to mess with, and I'll play whatever music he's listening to in hopes that he realizes that I'm listening to the same thing, and it'll like trip him out. But it hasn't happened yet because you can't tell if you're on the app. I wish they could like do the friend activity on the app. That'd be pretty funny. It's also like very invasive. Don't do it to people you don't know. Yeah, but also, why would you have... I feel like being friends on Spotify is the ultimate, you know, that's the ultimate form of friendship. If I'm friends with someone on Spotify, it's, you know, like, that's deep. That's personal. Anyways, whatever. I have this really big gash on my hand. I fell the other day, and it's been like a week or so. It's healing kind of weird, but it's healing, so... It's healing weirdly, but it's healing, so who cares? Coming to college, I've fallen a lot, and I've had to learn how to, like, bandage myself up sometimes. Like, that's just funny. Is that, like, normal? Like, sometimes I just fall. Anyways, whatever. What song am I playing next? I don't know if I want that one. Let's play this one instead. This is a good, ending to this. I think this is the last song I'm gonna play. I could talk for a bit more. I think the next person comes in like 7:55, so, you know, I really enjoyed subbing in at 7 p.m. Oh my god, I wish this was my normal time. If 7 p.m. on a Monday were my normal time slot, I would have a blast with myself. This is so fun. I'm wide awake. I can play some song. Not like the explicit song. Explicit? I can't say that. There's certain words that my, like, ancestral tongue, like, my ancestors don't allow me to say in English because it's too hard. But, yeah, there's, I don't know. Explicit music is not that much better than normal music. I don't know. I don't have much to say. You know what's on my mind? Studying. I hate that. That's so annoying. Why is this me? Why? Who am I? Anyways. You know what? I'll just play the next song. We could call it a day here. I hope you guys enjoy the next song. It's gonna be a banger, kind of. I don't know. I hope you guys like it. I like it. It's a good way to end the show, in my opinion. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can get this transition right. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I completely lied. I'm back on. I was trying to cue another song for you guys, but I ran out of time. So now I'm still queuing it up for you guys right now. Cue it. Oh my god, autocorrect me. Yes, this one. Okay, so your profile was approved. I sure hope it was. Anyways, yeah, I don't have much time left. So I'm just going to play a song and hope that you guys like... Wait, that's not what I wanted. Oh my god. Anyways, this next song... This next song should take up the remaining of my 5 minutes. And anyways, I hope you guys have a good night. Kiss your loved ones for me. Not in a creepy way, but yeah... If it's the end of the day, if you've had a long day, get home. Do what you need to do to recharge. Mine is scroll on TikTok for like maybe 10 minutes. See what the world is up to. But if that's what you need to recharge, then do it. Do not feel bad about doing things that make you feel good. I don't know. I'm 21. I'm so wise. I just turned 21. I'm literally... I'm so wise now. Anyways. I'm scared that someone's going to walk in. So I'm just going to play the next song. Okay, bye. I lied. Why won't it play? Oh my god. This is so annoying. Okay, now it should work. Okay, let's try this again. We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.